Welcome to the latest In The Mix podcast. My name is Vicky Leonard and I will be giving you a quick news roundup for the month, and then Sarah Murphy will follow with our Dig Deep interview. With the crocuses and daffodils coming up, giving signs of spring, and with the COVID vaccination program underway in the UK, I think we're all daring to hope that we are on the road back from lockdown, and hopefully our mood is lifting too. We have continued to focus on the COVID safe behaviours in February, and whilst we are hopefully looking at less COVID in our communities, it is vital that we continue to adhere to these behaviours and stay vigilant. It is only by continuing to wear masks, keep social distancing, washing our hands, and reporting symptoms that we will stay on top of this virus. So please keep on going. If you're in a quandary about the vaccine and don't know whether to have it, the Corporate Health and Safety team and the HR team have produced a great short course on the CEMEX University about vaccinations in general and the specifics of the COVID vaccine. It's well worth a look if you are unsure and want some solid information. Congratulations to the UK ReadyMix team, who have been awarded the coveted UK Safety Sword for 2020. This long-standing, prestigious CEMEX UK Safety Trophy is awarded annually to the best performing team. The UK ReadyMix team faced some tough competition from across the business, with the supply chain, rail, marine and UK asphalt teams also reaching the final. There have been calls for submissions to this year's CEMEX Global Health and Safety Awards, and hopefully we will have a good selection of entries from the UK. We always get some good results, so good luck to all our entrants. February was also Heart Month. A shocking 7,400 people die each month in the UK from heart disease or strokes. And this month, the British Heart Foundation are asking us to protect our heart health by following some simple rules. Manage any heart or circulatory conditions, protect yourself from the flu, eat well, move more to stay a healthy weight, and look after your mental health. If you'd like more information, their website is a great place to start. www.bhf.org.uk. Our community partners, the Cambridge Science Centre, have been running virtual school trips during the month for children of CEMEX employees. They have included topics such as digestion and the universe of light. It's been a great initiative and demonstrates the benefits of such community partnerships. It might be winter, but nature is never still. The RSPB held its Big Garden Bird Watch, asking everyone to spend an hour looking for birds in their gardens and logging them on the website. There was a Bird Box giveaway prize draw for employees who took part, and congratulations to Meg Kardash for winning the prize. We hope the birds in your garden enjoy their new house. There was also a focus on the use of water on our sites and how we can help preserve and use it wisely. One initiative is to put reed beds on our sites with any ponds or lakes, as they play a major role in filtering water. Other actions include reusing rainwater, using high pressure, low volume pumps on sites, and minimising our use of mains water where we can. Another exciting initiative announced by CEMEX is the use of hydrogen-based technology as part of our fuel mix in all of our European cement plants. It's a groundbreaking technology with an estimated $40 million investment programme. This innovative technology, using hydrogen, which emits zero CO2 from combustion, enables further reduction of fossil fuels, improves energy efficiency, and consequently is another milestone towards CO2 emission reduction targets. Our customers continued to provide some great feedback on our service during the month, with several small but important projects taking place. Special mention to our teams in Wickersley, Lancashire, Doncaster, Winsford, Barking and the North East, all of whom have had glowing customer reports. Our Durham ReadyMix team even managed to delight customer Mandale Construction on a 1,700 m³ pour in the snow. Our new Isofines product has already proved its worth being used in London, where isopine 5900 was used with clay to stabilise the ground below the concrete skirting on a vertical tunnel before the sprayed concrete could be applied. The superabsorber soaked up the water which was coming into the below ground tunnel walls. Rail continues to produce the goods, with record-breaking tonnages reported for Yorkshire. They increased their tonnage, moving from 784 kilotons in 2019 to 964 kilotons in 2020. Overall, the three Yorkshire outlets transported 1.1 million tons, beating their target for the year. Special mention to Staughton team, who took over 500 kilotons for the first time and grew their volumes in 2020. The home counties have reported equally positive growth for rail transport. This growth has been facilitated by our new railhead at Luton, which has just completed its first year of operation. Volume in the home counties has grown by 26% in a market where we have previously had limited options for supply. Nick Vivian, General and Commercial Manager for UK Materials Home Counties area, said, "The addition of the rail depot at Luton has given us the ability to make a step change in the home counties area, providing the surety of supply we never had with just Bletchley on its own. To grow the business by over 26%, despite a pandemic going on around us, is remarkable and a testament to the hard work put in commercially by Natalie and Matt, Edgar at Luton, all the team at Bletchley, and of course, the logistics teams moving it all about. A great job done by all." February also saw Lex Russell holding his team talks for the UK Materials team. The talks were well received, with over 265 employees attending the virtual sessions. So far, the feedback has been very positive. A large thank you goes to the winners of December and January's Thanks for Your Effort awards. Sean O'Donnell, Technical Manager for Special Products, Quality and Product Technology, and James Sykes, Plant Manager at York Ready Mix. Sean wins the award for his sustained dedication to supporting the new Virtua Ultra Zero product. He has shown dedication and a great deal of effort in the lab and at the plant and customer trials. It has been a team effort, but Sean has been outstanding. The National Technical Centre has undertaken well over 100 laboratory trials on this product to learn about the new technology. It's adapted to current processes and is optimising the offer. Sean has been integral in all this. Congratulations! James Sykes, Plant Manager for York Ready Mix, won the January 2021 Thanks for Your Effort Award for going above and beyond to get the plant ready in below freezing temperatures. The temperature had been forecast for -4 overnight in York. This would generally delay any start to the morning for our concrete plants, although not for our plant in York. James Sykes went the extra mile under his own motivation to start work at 4:30 a.m, which was 3 hours before his usual start time, to prep the plant safely. Not only did he get the plant up and running, but he managed to give one of our best customers amazing service throughout the day. And finally, well done to Mark Voigt, Dry Silo Mortar Refurbishment Centre Supervisor at Dove Holes. He completed 7 open water skinny dips in 7 days, braving the cold and ice to raise awareness and money for the Young Minds charity. Anyone who knows Dove Holes knows just how cold it can get and exactly how challenging this is. Please give generously to support him via his Just Giving page. He's currently raised over £500. Because of the danger of cold water, Mark has an expert team standing by just in case. Please do not try this without the proper training and emergency support. But why would you, unless it was for a good cause? Thank you for listening to our news updates. Now I'm going to hand over to Sarah for our Dig Deep interview.
Thanks, Vicky. This month, we're speaking to Mike Higgins and Julie Warner from Lab Experts.
So thanks for joining us on the podcast today, Mike and Julie. We're here to find out more about Lab Experts and what this new part of the business is all about. So first of all, could you just introduce yourselves and talk to us quickly about your role and history at CEMEX?
Shall I go first? Yeah, sure, go on.
I started working at Samex 18 months ago. I was taken on to do an administration receptionist before given the wonderful opportunity to work in support of lab experts.
Good morning, Sarah. My name's Mike Higgins. I've always been in a technical role for the business since 2000. Started in aggregates and asphalt as a laboratory assistant and then progressed through various roles in the technical department and moved to include ready mix and mortars in 2006. And that's when the National Technical Centre was established in its current form. And since then, sort of responsibilities include various elements such as quality, R&D and special product support. And obviously, most recently, the management of lab experts.
Great, thank you. So as we know, Lab Experts launched in the business last year. Could you tell me a bit more about what Lab Experts is and who you can support?
Yeah, sure. So up until 2020, the National Technical Centre and its team, its existence was entirely for supporting CEMEX and testing CEMEX products. During 2020, we took the opportunity to commercialise the existing physical asset and expertise of the team, because following some market analysis, it was clear that there was a space for a test house that would offer a high quality of service to that market. So everybody's product service, in theory, should all be the same. We should all deliver the same end result because the tests are largely standard methods. But for sure, there's a space for high provision of high quality of service, which is what we created with Lab Experts in the field of aggregates, asphalt, ready mix, mortars, screeds and cements. We also link up heavily with the Lab Experts facility in Rungis, our sister facility in Paris. So they can take on a lot of the cement work that we don't undertake centrally in the UK. And similarly, they offer our asphalt testing capabilities to the French market. So that actually gives us a much bigger footprint in terms of market and a larger capability in terms of testing provision. And we do get, I think, Julie, examples of all of those testings come through the lines at the moment, don't we, in terms of the different products.
Yeah.
So it's working. It's been in existence since July and it seems to be welcomed by the market.
Speaking of the different jobs that you do, have you got any examples of customers or jobs you've done so far that you could share with the listeners?
Julie, I think you'll agree we get a lot of inquiries to do ready mix cube tests.
Yes, we do.
We have positioned ourselves as sort of a specialist testing provider. However, the more routine work such as cube testing we'll happily take on as well. But some of the more diverse stuff, we do a lot of asphalt work for Infrastructure Malta. So we have samples come across from Malta. We do the testing for them. So we've built up a good relationship over the last few months with the guys over there and some other quarries over there as well. We've done some ready mix trials for independent ready mix suppliers, as well as some bits and pieces for universities, which is a growing field for us.
Thank you. Speaking of universities, in the team talks earlier in the month, Steve Crompton mentioned that the educational sector was a real target for Lab Experts. What other future plans and targets are there for Lab Experts?
Certainly the first two quarters of 2021, we want to increase our penetration into the education sector market. We've had a lot of interest from universities and colleges to support students with research projects, as well as some interest in providing academic sort of theory sessions online. So we're currently working with two PhD students, one in asphalt, one in ready mix, for sustainable materials and providing basically a set of hands virtually across live streams to the laboratory. This gets them around the inability to be there in person through the issue with COVID. But there are certainly more opportunities. We did some recent marketing communications on LinkedIn around education support. And it's by far our most popular links that we've shared. And we've got a lot of interest from numerous colleges and universities. So for sure, that's one area. Also, we've had some success in the provision of test equipment. So almost becoming a one-stop shop for contractors, because in addition to our services where, you know, we provide a UCAS accredited testing provision for them, sampling and testing. Contractors also take their own samples, do some of their own testing, identity testing for concrete. And it's actually in our interests to provide them with equipment that is fit for purpose. So we've had some success in sale of test equipment as well. So it's not really something we're going to push in a big way, but it sort of rounds off and complements the rest of the offering.
Thank you. That sounds really interesting. Thinking about the rest of the business, what role can the rest of the UK play in Lab Experts?
Really, we're looking to the rest of the business to communicate our existence and the service offering to contractors and materials providers. There is no sales team. We've got no commercial team in Lab Experts.
We have a dedicated phone line which the wider UK team can contact me on. This is 01926 818 264 or email lab.experts@semex.com. If anyone has questions about the services we offer or how we can support customers, I'm always available.
That brings me to the end of my questions. So thank you so much, Mike and Julie, for joining me today and telling us all about Lab Experts. See you again soon.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
That's it for this month's In the Mix. We hope you've enjoyed this latest episode. As usual, we'll continue to keep you updated via our other communication methods, UK news, Yammer, emails, social media, and the winter edition of SemExpress, which you should have received by the end of February. If there's anyone you'd like us to interview, please do get in touch, or if you have any other suggestions or feedback, we'd love to hear them. Our email is inthemix@semex.com. In the meantime, stay safe and take care. Thank you.